Episode 3083, Boost Your Mood.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. Are you getting ready for the 4th of July? Well, unfortunately, it's not on the weekend, but we are less than a week away now. And so I want you absolutely energized for it, which means you got to look at your health and what you're doing. Boost your mood. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Woo, we have got a great one today. I just got to tell you, it is jam-packed. So be ready to listen really carefully or take a lot of notes. But you probably are a little bit crazy right now. You're maybe sitting at the pool listening to me, or maybe you're just kind of lounging a little bit and you're like, Christiane, I don't have a pen and paper. Great. Go to the show notes. Head on over to createyournow.com and you can get all the information there, because we are going to talk about 30 things. Are you overwhelmed yet? Okay, take a deep breath. Who wants to feel bad or feel like nothing matters? Everyone goes through difficult times when they feel stuck, unmotivated, and tired. Even with a great life, you struggle. But don't worry, there's always a way to lift your spirit. Say yes to boost your mood. You know, in your everyday, my friend, there are so many areas where you can do something to elevate how you feel. And so today we're going to talk about three main areas. And within those three main areas, I'm going to give you 10. That's where you get the number 30. So we're talking about food, fitness, and fellowship. Woo, here we go. Because I don't want you sitting here the whole time. I mean, I love your company. I truly do. But it's one of those things, I know you want to get to it, get to the nitty gritty, and move on. So the first overall one we're going to talk about is food. Think of it as nutritional delights. Ooh, yummy. When it comes to boosting your mood, the food you eat does play a significant role. Certain foods are known to have positive impact on your brain chemistry, and it can help improve your overall well-being. So let's talk about the 10 mood-boosting foods that will nourish both your body and your mind. Number one, we all know it, we all love it, dark chocolate. Okay, maybe not everybody loves it, but isn't it delicious? So indulge in a small piece, not a huge candy bar of dark chocolate. And if it's good dark chocolate, 74% or greater, and if you can really hit that 94% of real dark chocolate, you're doing yourself even better. But it stimulates the release of endorphins, which are chemicals that contribute to feelings of pleasure and happiness. So enjoy those. Have it with maybe a glass of wine if that's your go-to. But better yet, go to number two and have dark chocolate and berries. Oh, yes. Berries are packed with antioxidants and vitamins like strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, anything berry, almost anything berry. But go to your farmer's market. Don't sit there and try to buy them frozen where they're added sugars to them. Yeah, you can buy them frozen with no added sugars. But make sure, if you can, shop seasonal. Right now, the berries are in, so go get them. I cannot wait. We've got blueberries that have already been producing, our little blueberry trees, and my grandson loves to go and pick them with me. So, yes, in fact, I think that was a reminder. I need to go out and look at those. Number three, fatty fish. Fish such as salmon, mackerel, and sardines, they are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which have been shown to reduce symptoms of depression and boost overall brain health. Who doesn't need a little boost in that area? I do. Sign me up. So have some fatty fish, salmon specifically. Number four, leafy greens. Greens like spinach and kale and Swiss chard, they are loaded with folate and other essential nutrients that support the production of serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter linked to mood regulation. Okay, you want to be steady Eddie. You don't want to be all over the place. So incorporate those leafy greens. And if you're like, oh, Christiane, I really don't like the dark ones. I can do the light ones, but not the dark ones. Okay, I get it. I totally get it. Throw them in a smoothie or chop them up really fine and put it into a salad, right? Your spinach, your kale, make some kale chips in the oven. So instead of potato chips, you're having kale chips. Delicious. Number five, nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds are wonderful, like almonds, walnuts, flax seeds, and chia seeds. They're an excellent source also of omega-3 fatty acids and other nutrients that promote brain health and stability. You notice here, we're going for stable is better, right? Steady Eddie across the board. Number six, avocados. Oh, this is a creamy fruit that contains healthy fats, fiber, and various minerals that not only promote a healthy heart, but also support brain function and, you got it, mood stability. So you notice here we're on a trend. So add in those avocados, and if you like it, you know, open it up and create a dip for like 2 days worth. Okay. Any more than that, unless you have a lot of people eating it, it's going to go bad. So if it's only you eating it, make it portion control so you don't waste it, because avocados can be expensive. But again, shop your seasonal markets, your farmer's market. It's amazing what you can find. Number seven, Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is rich in protein, right? And it helps to stabilize the blood sugar levels and contains amino acids that support the production of mood-boosting neurotransmitters like serotonin. However, I will also remind you of this. If you're going to the store and you're just like, I'm going to grab this Greek yogurt, make sure you look that there are no added sugars in it. There are so many yogurts out there that are sweetened. Do not fall in that trap. And if you're like, I really don't like yogurt, put it in a smoothie, okay? Make it in a shake. Make some yogurt ice cream. Delicious, okay? There are so many recipes out there. I mean, we could be here forever. Go Google it. Say, great recipe with Greek yogurt that contains whatever it is, and it'll be amazing what you'll find, okay? Number eight, whole grains. Now, when we talk about whole grains, we're talking about complex carbohydrates like oats, quinoa, and brown rice. And when you eat that type of good whole grains, it helps to increase the production of serotonin, providing that natural mood lift. So if you're like, gosh, what should I do? I like when I'm going to do this, I do it earlier in the day. I can't have a lot of whole grains after basically noon on. So if I'm going to do any whole grains, for me personally, understand that, I have to do them earlier rather than later. So whatever works for you, but you can also throw these in your smoothie too. It's amazing what you can do in a smoothie. Number nine, turmeric. Love, love, love turmeric. However, I will tell you this. This spice contains curcumin, known for its anti-inflammatory properties, okay? I cook with this all the time, but I will tell you this. It has a distinctive taste, so less is more. And if you're one who's like, I got picky kids, or my spouse is very picky, then just try it on yours, and then just add a little bit at a time. And when I say a little bit at a time, I literally mean not more than like a half a teaspoon or less, depending upon how big of a dish. Now, our family, you know, we're cooking basically for two families because we're about equal to two average families of four. But if you're not cooking large portions, like mine would naturally be, I'd have to use more. Like a half a teaspoon is not going to do anything for me when I'm cooking all the chicken that I'm cooking. So make sure you do it a little bit. And if you're like, I really don't know, well, then again, experiment a little bit. You can cook your meat. You can even put it in salads. It's amazing what you can do with turmeric. It is delicious, and it is so good for you. Sprinkle it in a little bit on what you eat. And again, it's a pinch. Sprinkle that and like, do I like this? Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. And you'll figure out what you like together. It's combinations. A lot of what we need to do with what we eat and our mood boosting benefits is combining things that work well with us. Like you could take the yogurt with the whole grains and have some berries, delicious, you're done. And there you go. I mean, an incredible breakfast, an incredible snack, whatever, you know, suits your fancy. It's wonderful. Finally, number 10, green tea. You got to say yes to green tea. It's high in antioxidants and it contains the amino acid theanine, which green tea then can help relax the mind. It can improve your focus and promote a sense of well-being. Green tea is great, and you can drink it cold or hot. So experiment. Now, for me, I had to learn to drink tea. I'm not a tea drinker, honestly, but I don't drink coffee either. So call me strange. Water is all about what I get. And then every once in a while, I will splurge on a drink of milk. I love milk. Milk does not, well, it's not that it doesn't love me, but I should not drink it every single day. And so I don't, like, I literally had a glass of milk a couple days ago and I was like, where have you been all my days? It was delicious. But I probably won't have another drink of milk probably for another however long, probably be months again. I think the last time I had it had been way over a year or so. So I don't drink a lot of it, but I do enjoy it once in a blue moon. All right, so you got all the food. Now let's go to fitness, right? Pump up the jam. Let's get this going. Exercising not only benefits your physical health, but it also has a powerful impact on our mood and mental well-being. So engage in that regular physical activity can really help to release those endorphins and reduce stress and overall improve your mood. So pump up the jam, come on, high five in the air, let's do this. Number one, cardiovascular exercises. Yep, that means your heart. You want to get moving with your heart pumping. So running, cycling, dancing, swimming. Okay, it's really hot down here in the South right now. So jump in the pool. You don't have to have your kids beg you to take you to the pool, right? You can go by yourself. So jump in the pool, swim hard, increase your heart rate, and promote the release of those endorphins and giving you an immediate, basically, instant mood uplift. I mean, it's incredible. That's why I loved running so much, seriously. It was like, oh, I can say this. I've never done drugs, but let me tell you, running gives me that high. You know, I've never experienced a real high, just what running does. And I'm like, I love it. I absolutely love it. There's something about it, but my legs not so much anymore, nor my knees, and it's just really not good. I want to be able to walk for the rest of my life. So I've had to slow down a little bit on my running, unfortunately. So we walk a little bit faster now. Number two, yoga. Yoga is known for its focus on breathing, mindfulness, really slowing down. It's combining those gentle movements with that deep breathing, helping to reduce your stress, promote relaxation, and overall mood. That's what we want to do, just improve where we are. Because sometimes we're not that all excited. You know, we're stressed out. The kids are driving us crazy. You wish it wasn't summertime anymore. You wish that you had a better job or you had a different spouse, or we'll leave that for another episode. But seriously, right? We just keep going. And you're like, I am so tired of being the Energizer Bunny. I have nothing else to give. So maybe you just need to slow it down. And you can do that also with number three, strength training. You don't have to do strength training fast, but engage in weightlifting or body weight exercises to increase your overall strength and build your endurance, right? Strength is the same thing, right? It improves that self-esteem. You look good in the mirror. I mean, just imagine if you can look better than what you look now at the end of the summer, going into fall, into winter. Wouldn't it be nice that you can put on your winter clothes and not feel like you have to cover up because you don't like your reflection? Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Number four, Pilates. Pilates is a great low-impact exercise, which focuses on controlled movements that enhance strength, flexibility, and body awareness. So it's really important for you to know your body, like really be able to feel it, not just react because something happened. Just intuitively know that, oh my gosh, I feel this coming on. Or like on the inside of me, this is what's happening. Pilates, when you slow down, it's a great way to really begin to connect with your body, to feel that movement. It's important, especially if you've had injuries, right? Pilates is a great thing. Number five, walking or hiking. Take a walk in nature, right? You can go on a trail. You can just go around your neighborhood, but take a walk. Get outside. If you live in the mountains, go in the mountains. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful time of year to be in the mountains. It's a little bit cooler up there, right? Spend time in nature. Turn off your phone. Listen to the birds chirp. Feel the wind hit your face, okay? Get that vitamin D naturally. If you're not going to be gone long, then don't wear sunscreen unless if it's at the heat of the day, because you don't want that layer of barrier when you want to be absorbing your vitamin D. Ultimately, it's best to get your vitamin D earlier in the morning so you don't have to worry about burning or anything like that. And then you can load up on your sunscreen for your health because, come on, we have to take care of our skin too. Number six, who doesn't like to dance? Oh yeah, pump up the jam, right? So join a dance class or just dance in your living room. If you've got kids around, my goodness, turn on your favorite tunes, get your playlist going. Do this. I love doing this, by the way, because who wants to clean the house? Most people do not enjoy cleaning the house, but man, you put your playlist on, you pump it up, maybe some old music that you're like, oh yeah, I just love this vibe, and you're just digging it, then guess what? Do it. It's going to boost your mood. You're going to feel better. You're going to have a lot of smiles. It's going to be fun. And you're not even going to know that you got your chores done. Woohoo. Number seven, HIIT training. This is your high intensity interval training. This is where you're going all out, short bursts of intense exercises, followed by very brief recovery periods. Now, you don't want to start any exercise routine without consulting your medical provider, your physician. It's very important. But I'm highlighting these so you can have that conversation. Or you can say, gosh, I've already done this, but I didn't think about doing it for this purpose. A lot of times we don't connect these things, and that's what I'm here for, is to help you make those connections. So you know, it's just not about trying to get fit. It's also about truly improving and boosting your mood. Number eight, Tai Chi. Do you belong to a fitness app? A lot of us belong to all of those extra things. If you've never done Tai Chi, it's an ancient martial art. And it's one of those things that combines slow, fluid movements with very deep breathing and meditation. It promotes your relaxation, reduces anxiety, and enhances your overall mood. Sometimes we need to slow down to speed up. Number nine, group exercises. Who would have thought? Sometimes it's not about what you're doing, but who you're doing it with. So go to spin class, go to Zumba, go to water aerobics, right? Go do something with somebody else that's just going to have more pump up the jam, and you just got it going. It's just this high energy. You can't help but feel really good when you come out, because a lot of other people may be feeling like you are too, but man, when you get your instructor in there, it's like, yeah, nothing can get in my way. I got this, right? You're just really cool. And let me add this in, because we have a big family. So maybe you're like, Christiane, I just really can't get out of the house, but I do have a bike at home, or we have bicycles that we go biking together. So go riding together and play some cool music, and you can sing, do whatever, have fun with it. You don't have to go fast, but you do it as a family. Also, if you don't have that, now hear me out, but you may say, well, but I've got a bike, or I've got my treadmill or something. Be creative. And you're like, yeah, but the kids are there. Guess what? They can do bicycles in the air, or they can run in place, and you can be either on the treadmill or on your spin bike, and you can just work out together. It's amazing, and they're going to love it, because you can say, all right, here, you're going to start this, and you're going to push the button, and we're going to leave it play for so long, and then you can change the song, and then we have to go a different beat, and it's cool, and then they have to change what they're doing. It really involves the whole family, and let me tell you, you can't help but smile when you do that. Number 10. Mindful stretching. I cannot stress this enough. Stretching is so important. If you are not doing it, you need to do it at least once a day. I would plea with you to do it two times a day if you at all can. And ultimately, if you could squeeze in three, that would be awesome. Your body will very much appreciate it. Now, I say that, why? Because we are so hunkered down. Our joints are not moving like they need to. We're sitting more than we're standing. We don't move as often. And our movement is very small range. So we don't have a large range of motion any longer because, well, if you're working at a computer, oh, it's all right there in front of you. You don't even have to hardly barely reach for your cup of coffee or tea or water or whatever you're drinking, okay? Hopefully not the Monster drinks, not that they are a sponsor of this program, but you know what I'm saying. So you really need to stretch. You need to get those joints oiled up and opened up, because otherwise they're just going to keep going the wrong direction, and you're not going to like it, and you're going to hurt, and you're just not going to be able to get your body moving as easy. And then you're going to be less likely to do any other physical activity. But get moving. Start reaping the mood-boosting rewards today. And then finally, you're almost there. We are on the third major one, and this is what I call fellowship. It's your general everyday uplift your spirit. This is just stuff that you really don't think about, but has immediate impact on you and your mood. Number one, deep breathing. Deep breathing alone is a great way to calm your mind, to relax your body. So just inhale for 5 seconds, hold for 5 seconds, and then exhale for 5 seconds. Now, if you can go longer, great, but this is a slow count. This is not like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you, if you like that speed and you just want to count to 10 because you like going up longer because it makes you feel better, then do so. Whatever works for you. This is not about right or wrong. This is what you will do to take care of who you are so you can become who God wants you to become. Okay? So deep breathing. And if you are flustered, it's not about gaining attention, right? If you're having a heated argument with your spouse, you don't go, that's not what I'm talking about here, okay? That's not the deep breathing. It is controlled deep breathing. So if you are in a very flustered moment and you just kind of feel your blood pressure rising and like your face almost could be turning red and you're just about ready to blow a gasket, number one, you need to remove yourself from the situation. But number two, deep breaths. I promise you, it will help you ground yourself again, gain your calm, relax, and then you can go on to the next thing. Number two, write your thoughts. Write down your thoughts and feelings. Okay, it can help you identify with what's really bothering you. You may be mad at your spouse or your kids, but really it has nothing to do with them because you had a bad day at work and what set you off was the drive home. Well, why is your spouse paying the penalty for what the idiot behind you did when they were driving? The idiot probably didn't even know he was the idiot, right? But for whatever reason, and then really it all started at work because somebody came to you and said, your project's not finished. I need this by tomorrow. And you're thinking, but I'm on vacation tomorrow. And now you have to work to the end of midnight tonight to get everything done so you can go on vacation. Sound all too familiar? Probably. Write your thoughts so you can know really who to blame and not really. It's really about being able to gather yourself and say, okay, and most of the time, it's not as bad as what we think it is when we write it down. Now, for some of us, we need to speak it out. So if you have that confidant, I've got a lot of friends who call me like, Christiane, I just need to blow. This is it. This is just me letting it go for a minute. And truly, they just let it go. I'm like, okay. And they feel great afterwards. So for some people, that's what they need to do. So if you're a speaker, you like to speak your thoughts, you can do that. But a lot of us, honestly, if we would just settle down, writing our thoughts work well too. Number three, listen to music. Good, good music. I mean, come on, pump up the jam, right? Turn on that playlist. If you haven't made a playlist, make one. If you don't know how to make one, I bet your kid does. So ask them or your spouse. Google it. I'm just saying, you can sit there and talk into your phone and say, how do I make a playlist? I've actually thought about having Create Your Now create some playlists. And, you know, I think it would be fun, from the podcast episodes to music and kind of different genres of what, you know, people would listen to so they could pick out some things. Anyway, maybe one of these days. We'll see. All right, number four, take a walk. We already talked about that, but I want to stress it again because you have got to move your body. And when you allow yourself to move your body, guess what? Your mind changes. It follows too. And so it's important for us to take that walk. Even take it, you know, for me, if I'm working a lot in the office or I'm in the studio, I go, which is in my office by the, or in my house, but I go and just walk around the block. I just need to clear my head and then, oh, back to work. And then I'll go do it again. And then, oh, back to work. I go do it again. So take that walk. Seriously, that's why I have it on there in kind of both areas because it's important. It really is. Number five, meditation. Now, it's interesting on this one. Meditation is a great way to reduce stress and anxiety. It's so important. But it can also help you focus on the present moment, right? I always tell you to be present. It's so important because we're already playing in our head, Christiane, I've got this, 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 and to do. You're already, you're not even listening to me right now. Come back to me. Come listen to me. What am I saying right now? What was the last word I said? Now. Create your now, okay? So meditation, allow yourself to be present in the moment and really allow yourself to say, okay, I'm bringing it all in. I really want to focus here. What does it look like? How am I feeling? Right? This increases your overall sense of well-being, all right? And also for me, now, I'm one, I don't need to sit down, I don't need to like sit a certain way or whatever to meditate. For me, actually, I like to put on music. Uh-huh, I know. It's more like my meditation praise. And yeah, pump up the jam, that's me. But it's very calming to me. And so I will play certain music and then I meditate or I pray, I have praise time over whatever I need at that moment to make the shift that I need to make. It works for me. Try it. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you won't, but you won't know unless if you try it. So, you know, experiment a little bit. That's what all this is about. Number six, connect with friends and loved ones. Spend time with friends or family members, right, who make you feel happy and supported. Call that person. Don't sit there and look at their highlight reel and go, oh, man, I wish I was there. And then you feel all sad. No, pick up the phone or text or Zoom or FaceTime. There's so many ways that we can connect. I prefer hearing their voice. So if you're not sure, you don't have that, then leave a vocal message in some form or fashion. There's ways like Voxer. There's ways on your own text messages. You can actually send a recording. You can do a little movie and send that to them. You can add an emoji and do a movie. You know, just kind of that little emoji face that you make up when you have an iPhone, and then you can record it and send them. I think you're only allowed like 30 seconds, though, so you got to talk really fast like me. But have fun with it, okay? It's amazing what you can do. Like, I'll do that to my grandson. I know he's only two, but I love doing those fun things. And sometimes even, you know, the song Baby Shark? I know this is totally off subject here, but we're going there anyway. Baby Shark, he was so into it. And so what did Grandma do? I got on the piano and Grandma played Baby Shark and sang to him. Okay, only Grandma would do that, right? And it's this little person in me. It's Grandma's head, not really, but it's my little emoji cartoon head. And it's the most adorable thing. And I can't remember where he was or what he was doing, but it was just that moment of, here's a distraction for him. So you can do what you need to do, Mom and Dad, but he's got this. Just give him the phone. And that's what they did, you know? So it's fun things like that, right? Think outside the box. What works for you? Connect with friends and loved ones. And number seven, practice gratitude. Focus on the positive things in your life, right? Be grateful for what you have. There's a lot of stuff going on in everybody's life, right? Some of it's more extreme for some than others, but remember, we all go through our own junk. And our own junk looks different, but it's still our own junk. And we all have to deal with that. So don't compare. This is not about, oh gosh, she has a lot easier than me. She's only going through that, but I'm going through this and oh, I have it all bad. No, I'm not saying that. Don't go down that road. It's a gratitude of saying, you know what, Lord, you've given me this position. You've placed me here. I don't know why. I'm not sure. But, you know, I'm giving it to you and I'm just grateful for my healthy kids. I'm grateful that I was healed from whatever it is, right? Practice gratitude, truly, authentically being grateful for where you are, even if you don't like where you are. There is something you can find to be grateful for. Number eight, we're almost there, I promise. Enjoy a hobby, right? Find something you enjoy. This little hidden passion, maybe it's baking or cooking or painting, right? It just gives you this sense of freedom. And freedom brings what? Fulfillment. And it also brings a sense of relaxation. It allows you to be calm, like, oh, it just, there's something about it. You know, you don't have to stress like, oh, I got this deadline. No, you get to enjoy it. So what is that little hobby you can adopt or learn brand new, whatever it is. Maybe you want to go back to it. Maybe it's gardening. I mean, have you looked outside? Okay, right now it's a little hot where we are, but I did. I actually bought some plants. Oh, which reminds me, I need to not only check the blueberries, now I need to go check the plants because I haven't watered them, but they are sitting there right there by the sprinkler system. So we should be fine, but see what I mean? What is it? Because see, I can't see them all the time where I am. Unless if I go outside and around the corner, I miss them. All right, enough of that. Number nine, treat yourself. Come on, you deserve a treat once in a while. Now, I'm not saying go break the bank. I'm not saying you even have to spend money. I'm saying go look in your closet. Go shopping in your attic. Go look at something that you haven't done or messed with and bring it out again. Treat yourself. Maybe it's going through old pictures. Maybe it's cooking a meal from your great-grandmother that you loved but you've never done, but now you're like, okay, I want to do that because I miss her. And that just, you know, lights you up when you think about it. Treat yourself. Maybe it is actually going out and spending some money. You go and have a date with your sweetheart and you enjoy some time alone. Maybe it's taking your kid one at a time on a special outing. And that is what brings you satisfaction. And it's a treat to you because you don't get to do it all the time. Then do so, okay? But treat yourself. You don't always have to spend money. But if you do, of course, it all depends on your budget. All right. And finally, I love, love, love this one. It's number 10. You're almost there. Number 30, really, actually. Laugh and smile. Surround yourself with laughter whenever possible. Watch a funny movie, a video clip, right? I'm sure you're scrolling through those reels. Find the ones that are the kitty cat ones that just make you giggle. You're thinking, really? A bulldog one. Maybe it's the babies that are laughing. There's nothing more authentic than a baby's laugh. I love those. You cannot help but smile. So laugh and smile. Allow yourself to feel delighted in where you are in your day. And remember this, smiling doesn't only affect you, okay, because it does, but it also affects the person who sees you. So it's a double benefit, a double plus. Now you don't have an excuse not to boost your mood, right? You got 30 things to choose from. So pick a couple of them and just kind of juggle them around in your everyday. And when you are kind of down and out, because I know you get that way, you come home, you're like, oh gosh, I'm so tired, or it's so hot outside, or I've been working so hard, these kids are driving me crazy, or whatever it is. You know, your spouse is like, you want to just pull your hair out because they just, whatever, okay? Deep breath. Find what works best for you and then make it a habit. Remember, you have the power to boost your mood and feel better today. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.